Good morning. This is Homeschool How To's. Remember to visit our website at homeschoolhowtos.com. Well, gather around today. I don't care if you're a mom or a grandma or have little ones in your neighborhood block. This is a talk for everyone dealing with children because sometime or another, you may be involved in teaching a child how to read. Maybe a grandchild, it may be an abandoned child up or down the street who just, the parents are both working and they have no time to teach their children how to read. And so this is a task every human being needs to conquer. And we want to figure out the fastest way to do it. If we have all year with little ones and we have someone doing nothing but schooling them, not fixing them meals and not putting them to bed at night and not clothing them and feeding them, that's one sort of scenario. But this is a scenario for a child who needs to learn to read as fast as possible. In other words, the emphasis is on speed. Let's say a child is older, 8, 9, 10, 11, and still hasn't learned how to read, and you know of such a child in the city shelter or safe houses for moms with troubled marriages. If you know of such a child, you can gather that child in, set them next to you on the couch, and you will now have the tools to teach them how to read at breakneck speed, lightning speed. So this was our challenge, and this is what we have discovered works. It works marvelously, and so we want to share these brand new revelations with you about how to get that part of the brain triggering as quickly as possible. So we're going to call this session Teach Phonics Faster. Okay, the emphasis is on speed. Well, reading is the key to all academic expansion. We first learn to read, and then ever after we read to learn. Since literacy is so important, how do we conquer it in the fastest way possible? If you begin teaching phonics just exactly as we describe now on this radio show, and if you want it in written form to hand to other grandparents or other parents or friends, other homeschooling moms, you can go to our website, homeschoolhowtos.com, and get it in Kindle form or ebook form. Okay? So this little strategy that you're going to hear about is going to turn the remainder of your phonics nightmares into daydreams. You'll wow your relatives with your quickly made reading genius. Use this simple method as your first phonics step, and your total phonics teaching task will be stunningly short. All right, so what are our current frustrations about this process of learning to read? Are you frustrated with how long and tedious the job of teaching phonics is, both for you and your child? Have you wondered why so many expensive and flashy phonics programs are loaded with games and bells and whistles? Might it be that publishers have to do something to entertain the child long enough to finally get the child to actually read? Does the job of teaching phonics seem like the hardest job you ever will tackle in all 12 years of homeschooling? It sure seemed that way to me. Well, you need not be frustrated any longer. Here is help. Stop, step out of your old phonics car, and board this jet. You're going to love the results. Just as with our widely sold record-breaking fast typing and piano courses, Zoom Type and Quick Piano, we've whittled away now the excess drama of teaching phonics and have shaved it down to a mini task that is amazingly easy for both parent and child. This beginning procedure yields a night and day difference from not doing this procedure. And now you can use it to get remarkable results with your own child. If you want to stick with teaching phonics the way you learned it in school decades ago, go ahead. However, we think that not changing to teach phonics this new way is sort of like the old gentleman who, when given an electric light switch in his kitchen that was wired to a new light hanging from the ceiling, preferred to keep using his gas lantern instead. So what's this better path? Well, the first child we tested this approach with was a 4-year-old who rapidly succeeded in reading 4 short sentences, not just words, in just 3 days. When the newly reading child ran to her mom, thrilled at her newfound skill, her journalism was hilarious. She was overheard to share the good news with a big, bosomly sigh that was followed by her statement that she was finally able to read at age 4. This new, easier approach virtually sneaks the reading skill into the brain before the emotions get wind of it. This method drives phonetic sounds into the autonomic nervous system so speedily that the child doesn't have time to mount a protest against it. Gone are the layers of trying to read agony and resistance. This approach works, and it works quickly. Why make something difficult when now there's a proven way to do this thing effortlessly? Unless, of course, you don't have anything else to do and want it to take a long time. So here's the deal. If you give a child the real joy of actual reading, you won't need all those bells and whistles along the way. When you get to Paris, you have no interest in those games you used to play down on the farm. Reading is wonderful. Get there fast, and you don't need to bring lunch and board games along, too. Arrive there ahead of time, and your educational job just got quantumly easier for conquering every subject, because reading is the key to every other subject. Teach a child to read, and he will love escaping into the pages between two covers of a book every chance he gets during the day, and escaping with a book and a flashlight under the sheets at night. Have as your goal to make a bibliomaniac out of your child, and you just may see your discipline problems melt away, too. The child now has a reason to get up in the morning because he wants to, again, satisfy his reading addiction. Unlock the great literary giants to him through reading, and you'll have a great child. We become what we read. Books are 1,000 trips to museums right in your lap. 1,000 conversations with experts right in your living room, a quick trip into 1,000 emotional joys, and 1,000 inspiring and intellectual aha moments. Teach your child to read sooner, easier, faster, and more enjoyably, and you'll have a happier home. The key to this new method is all in those crucially important first steps. Foundations are everything. The secret is to shave the foundational trivia and get to the meat of the decoding task directly. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Get there. So now let's take a look at the child's overwhelmed perspective at the prospect of reading as we currently teach it. It was only when I started to study Hebrew as an adult, as a rank beginner, that I was able to crawl into a kindergartner's brain again and see what the reading challenge in English really is for a wee child. It looks crazy to him or her. Two sizes of letters, capital and lowercase, each differently scrolled for each one of 26 letters in the alphabet, which he or she must master in two printing styles, both printing and cursive. Let's see. That translates to 26 letters times 2 times 2. It equals 104 chicken scratches the child has to decode. And none of those scratches look like anything the child has ever seen before. Those scribbles aren't dinner, you know. Nothing looks like a hamburger on that table in front of them. You've got to be kidding, thinks the child. Two vowel sounds for each of 5 vowels, 3 vowel sounds for one of them, the letter A. That says A is an atom, A is an apple, and ah as in far or car. At a different animal for each sound, pages of pictures with 3 little letters underneath clamoring to be circled with my crayon, opposites, rhymes, poems, or soliloquies clinging like international luggage to each letter. Now I have to not only learn the letter, but also the aphorism, the little wise saying that goes with it. And even then, what do I really have? Knowing the letter doesn't help me a bit with making the sound, thinks the child. Oh, botheration, says the child inside his or her little very with it think tank. I never want to read, not today and not tomorrow either, if this is the path to get there. Little children clank around with this ball and chain alphabet jungle for a good year in the public schools. Are you tired yet as the parent? What we have to understand as the teacher or parent is that what the child actually sees in the reading task is at first virtually a nightmare of confusion. As a child looks at an alphabet chart, what he sees is something that seems like technical difficulty marks all over the page. Go try it yourself. Search the internet for Japanese characters and see how you like it. To keep from overwhelming and short-circuiting the brain, we must minimize the visual discrimination task by whacking it down to its barest minimums. Let's start over now. In this quick little radio session, or the quick guide if you get the written one, I'll tell you how to zip through the fundamentals and get to the real deal of reading at breakneck speed. You don't have to be a genius parent or even a patient parent to pull it off. All you have to do is apply these simple beginning steps to show your child what decoding is. Bingo! Yes, he or she can decode. Then you can use most any phonics program and proceed as usual, minus the initial clobbering, and you will proceed through that program twice as fast as you would otherwise. Now, if you don't already own a phonics program and need to purchase one, Samuel Blumenfeld's Alpha Phonics, it's all contained in one simple thin book, without the frivolous games, is wonderfully succinct and inexpensive. Keep in mind, however, that even Mr. Blumenfeld doesn't know this speedy phonics first steps trick. Then there is Engelmann's 100 Easy Lessons. That's another good, succinct, inexpensive program. This program also doesn't know about this speedy phonics first step trick. None of the phonics programs know these, or we wouldn't have gone to the work to invent it. Regardless of which phonics program you use, you will now zip through it at twice the speed because you've already conquered the lion's share, the biggest task. Doing the actual phonics program is mere mop-up work afterwards. Hand your child the simple, oh, is it ever so simple, decoding key, and their lights will go on. Once he or she understands what decoding is, she or he will take that key and will practically unlock all the remaining phonics doors themselves. Then you, as the parent, can escape to the Bahamas and catch a few rays. Now here's how. The moment we've been waiting for. Step one, make three simple phonics sound charts. These are sound charts. These are not alphabet charts. Okay? Yes, they're homespun. No cost to you. Forget about teaching the alphabet. Yes, the alphabet. Forget about teaching long vowel sounds and forget teaching writing. Yes, writing with a pencil. And forget small print. You're going to do all of this later, after your child can read. How exciting is that? Now let's get down to doing it. Go write down only the lowercase letters in large 2 or 3 inch high letters. Make those lowercase letters big and readable. This erases the child's visual discrimination load. This eases their load. It takes a level of it off. Do not say their alphabet names. By the way, you don't need pictures to teach phonics. The letters are the pictures, a picture of a symbol that says something. Okay, now use cardstock or tag board, or if you don't have either of those in your house, rip up a few file folders to write these letters on your file folder. You'll need 3 pieces of this 8.5 by 11 cardstock or tag board or file folder. You need this thicker paper because these cards will take a beating as you tap on them with your pencil. Now, write the letters out in rows that exactly match the alphabet song phrasing. You'll sing them in this order, but later. You're going to do the alphabet later. Write them out with a royal blue marker. When you come to writing each of the 5 vowels, A, E, I, O, or U, do those with a red marker. Got it? Okay, your 3 charts will look something like this. Use the whole page and remember to write the letters large. Okay, on your first piece of cardstock, you're going to have A, B, C, D on the first row. Then on your middle row, you're going to have E, F, G. And on your bottom row, you're going to have H, I, J, K. Okay? These are all lowercase. You only have three lines now on your one piece of 8.5 by 11 file folder. A, B, C, D is on the first line. E, F, G is on the second line. H, I, J, K on the third. Okay, now move to your second piece of 8.5 by 11 cardstock. Again, you're only going to have three lines. You're going to write these letters very large, but use lowercase only. L, M, N will be on the first line. O, P on the second line. And Q, R, S on the bottom line. Okay, now let's move to chart number three, your last chart. On this one, you're going to have, again, just three lines. T, U, V will be on the top line. W will be all by itself in the center. And X, Y, Z at the bottom. Okay, you can stop the recording and go do that now, or just jot that down, do it later. Okay, now, sitting next to your child, point to each symbol and say only its phonetic word and sound. In other words, first say each sound's trigger word, which I'll explain to you in a minute, and then follow that with the sound in isolation. Say them slowly the first time, but on the second go around each session, say them just as speedily as you can. So it would sound like this. Apple, ah. And then the second time you'd say, apple, ah. Okay? Have the child echo you both times, saying exactly what you say, coming along right behind you. Point to each letter with the clicker end of a pen, not the ink end, and not a pencil, and not your finger. As you go, pointing to each letter as you say them helps the child see the one-to-one correspondence between symbol and sound. Now, your finger will be too bulky. It obscures the child's vision. And the eraser end of a pencil will accidentally erase the trigger words. So use the clicker end of a pen to do this pointing. Now, in pencil, you're going to write the trigger word in very small print, pencil print, right underneath each large letter so that you as the parent or the teacher can remember what it is and can say these trigger words rapidly. Say the trigger word first, just as it is as it's written below, and the phonetic sound second, not the other way around. Okay, so you're going to say apple, ah. You're not going to say ah, apple. Okay? Say the trigger word first. Write all of this on the front of the card. Nothing should be written on the back of your 8.5 by 11 cardstock. You want to see each trigger word right now as the parent, rapid fire, not be hunting for it on the back. Okay, so here are the trigger words for you. So you're going to write these in pencil now under the letters. The first one is apple. So the child would say apple, ah. The next one is baby. Use these exact trigger words because they've been thought through for a lot of different reasons. You'll see why in a minute. Okay, so the second one is baby, ba. And the ba is already written for you. All you're writing is the word baby. Third one is cat. Next one is dog. Next one is empty. Now, there are other words like elephant and egg and those kinds of things. No, we've picked empty for a reason. It isolates the sound better, the exact sound. It doesn't get hooked on to the other sounds. Fix for the letter F. So fix, and the child will say fix, fa. Fix, f. Fix, f. Okay? That's a whispered sound. It is not a guttural sound. It's a whispered sound. Fix, f. It's said in the front of the mouth, just with the lips. Okay, give, g. The next one is hat, and it will be pronounced h. Again, it's a whispered sound, not a guttural sound. Hat, h. In, I, jam, j. Kite, k. Okay, did you write in, jam, and kite for the next ones? Then love, moon, nose. Those are written underneath ol, m, n. Okay, notice I'm not saying m, I'm saying m. I'm not saying n, I'm saying n. It's held in the mouth with the tongue. Both moon and n is created with the tongue. M, n, n. The tongue will be in the top of the roof of the mouth. M is just a buzz between the two lips. Okay, the next one is odd. You could put ostrich or any number of things, but we're going to use odd. It was an odd ostrich. Odd for ah. Pig, pa. And the pa you don't say as pa. You say p, p. So pig, pa. Again, it's in the front. It's done only with the lips. Pig, pa. It's an air brush sound, not a guttural sound. Queen, qua. And you explain that Q is always followed by a U, as in the word up. So queen qua. Ran er, Sam s, Tom t. Again, those words are pig, queen, ran, Sam, Tom. Next is up for a. Next, very for va. Next, with for wa. Again, that's a whispered sound. Then you use the word axe and then say x at the end. Axe, x. So just write the little word axe under that. And then yellow for ye. And zebra, z. Z. Zebra, z. Don't say z. You don't want to attach it to any vowel. It's zebra, z. Okay? So now I'm going to review those one more time to make sure that you wrote the right trigger word underneath and that I didn't go too fast. Okay, it's apple, baby, cat, dog, empty, fix, give, hat, in, jam, kite, love, moon, nose, odd, pig, queen, ran, Sam, Tom, up, very, with, axe, yellow, and zebra. Again, be sure not to follow saying the sound of each letter with a lingering vowel sound. Say only the letter sound in its barest isolation. Okay, that was step number one. Done. Piece of cake. Easy. Step two. Have the child trace the letter with his pointer finger. Do not use a pencil at all on this step. First, however, in preparation for this step two, you as the parent draw small penciled arrows around each letter so that you will be able to show the child which stroke to trace first and then second and in which direction. Okay, so for the letter B, let's say for baby, you draw a circle first and then start at the top of the stick and go down. So your little arrow would start where the circle meets the stick, and you'll make a little arrow that goes to the left, little penciled arrow. Then you and put a little number by that of number one. Then they'll automatically know if that's number one, the next arrow is going to be number two. So you don't have to write number two. And you start that next arrow at the top of the stick. Some children draw that stick from the bottom up, or they'll draw the circle the opposite way. So you want the arrow to go to the left on the circle, and that's number one, and then you start the stick at the top. And you'll figure that out for each letter. E starts with the stick going across the center, and then it's surrounded with the circle. So your little arrow will be on the stick going to your right. Okay, now after you've written all these little arrows, then this tracing tactile involvement by the child with the letter, without having to further deal with a pencil or without having to deal with the accurate fine motor skills that are involved in actual writing, will be just enough tactile additional help for the job of conquering visual discrimination or after visual discrimination. Tracing these letters locks them in even more securely. Remember, we're going for bare minimums here. We're not teaching writing at the same time. Thus, the child traces the letter at each spaced repetition session. after each two times that you say the letters in that one session, saying them slowly at first, and then rapid fire, and then trace. Got the order? Okay, so they're saying slowly. Then you go through the letters again, saying them rapidly. Then you go through the letters again, slowly as they trace them. Well, bless you in teaching your children how to read. One of the biggest gifts you can give a child. Shalom.